The 12 by 12 is an annual event there at the Delaware Art Museum. Tell us about it this year.
So we have accepted 60 works of art from 60 different students. Each student was invited to submit one work that fit within the dimensions of 12 by 12 inches. So that doesn't necessarily mean that they are all 12 by 12. Some of them are smaller, like 8 by 10 or 5 by 7, but as long as they weren't any larger than that, we accepted them. And we put the call out to all Delaware students between the ages of 13 to 18, living or going to school in Delaware.
March is Youth Art Month, with this year's theme being United Through Art. How is the 12 by 12 exhibit reflective of that?
So in the gallery where they'll be installed, there will also be an interactive element that invites the public to create art of their own and put it up on the wall that is after that theme of United Through Art, just following along that idea of by creating and exhibiting that we're connecting to one another.
So people can come and grab a canvas and paint their own.
Yeah, we'll actually have two different size squares of paper that will be available in the gallery. We have a sitting area and a unity wall is what we're calling it. And it has wires that will have clips on it that anybody who is enjoying the artwork or walking through the gallery is welcome to sit and sketch or write a message of unity and then place it, clip it onto the wall for others to see after them. So our hope is that as the exhibition goes on, that the wall will just get more and more full and we'll have another beautiful installation in that same gallery.
And there's a big reception for this at the museum, April 13th.
So on April 13th, yeah, we have the family open house, and it's towards the end of the show run to sort of celebrate what the students have accomplished and youth art in Delaware. So it is open to the public. You don't have to have a student that is exhibited in the show. Anybody can come out and celebrate with these artists. And the whole museum will be open as we typically are on Thursday evenings. We'll have a celebratory cake and a few remarks around 6 p.m. that evening for the students near the gallery. And we'll be hosting all sorts of other activities throughout the museum. So on our lower level, we'll have activities for little guys in our kids' corner. They'll be making ice cream cone magnets as a part of our family art making activities that we host down there. There'll also be sketching available in the galleries and the interactive drawing in the 12 by 12 exhibit itself.
So this exhibit ties in loosely with another one of your exhibitions, No Jury, No Prizes, about the Society of Independent Artists. And for those who don't know, the SIA was a sort of kitchen sink group where any and everyone could exhibit in one place.
So we decided it was sort of a lovely coincidence that that show was going to be up at the same time. And due to the democratic nature of No Jury, No Prizes in the Society of Independent Artists, we thought it would be a nice homage to that show to hang 12 by 12 in the same manner. So the letter K was selected at random by our curator for the Society of Independent Artists show. So we decided to use that letter to start off our exhibition as well. And so the work in 12 by 12 will be hung alphabetically. The first work you see when you walk into the gallery will be by the student whose last name begins with K, and then it will follow all the way around. And once we get to Z, we start over at A, and it wraps around in that way. So it was a nice opportunity for us to tie in with something else that is going on at the museum.
Could you give us a little history of the 12 by 12 exhibit?
So it was created in 2012, was the first exhibition of 12 by 12, and that was to celebrate the Delaware Art Museum's centennial. And the 12 obviously comes from the 12 by 12, and we like to say that it's like getting a foot in the door of the art world, sort of a little pun on 12 inches there. And it also allows us to hang more artwork in the gallery if we keep, just practically keep a size limit on that and then thus allowing us to hang more student art, which is always a great thing.
What are some of your favorite pieces at this year's exhibit?
Wow, we got so many beautiful ones. I actually just had a chance to go through them the other day, and I was really impressed to see a few pen and ink drawings. I feel like that medium is really difficult and isn't easy to accomplish well, and so I was pretty taken aback by those, as well as there's a number of digital prints that have been altered. So there's one photograph that has been cut away and built up on in relief, and so it's this lovely three-dimensional photograph, as well as other digital elements in some of the other prints that were really kind of impressive and also cool to see that these students have that ability and access to that sort of technology at their schools, that they're able to create digital prints like that and altered digital prints. So that was, I think, one of the most exciting things for me. I guess not to mention there were some really lovely just standard acrylic and watercolor pieces as well.